We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, officially 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving.
Think about it. We'll be waking up 2 weeks from now. Probably wildly hungover.
I don't know why you do that to yourself.
We'll get into that later on in the show.
Yeah.
And the traditions start the second I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have traditions, Corey?
I think we're pretty traditional with our traditions. Like, we invite family over, and then we eat a lot. Is being uncomfortably full while watching football, is that a tradition? Does that count?
That's an everyone thing.
Yeah. That's kind of what I thought. Like, I know that many families have kind of different things they do for maybe Christmas, mm-hmm. but Breeze, I got to be honest. When you said that you have specific Thanksgiving traditions, I was a little surprised,
blown away.
Yeah, I don't know. And if it, by the way, does your family have specific Thanksgiving traditions you do that you would say are maybe not the norm?
Yeah,
you can certainly jump in at 222-9800 or the Clip PXY Safe text line at
69822. I don't want to be alone on this.
You're not. I'm looking on our Facebook page as well, and I do see some people checking in there that have some very specific Thanksgiving traditions. One of those, spoiler alert, is called something they're calling Thanksmas.
What's that?
So Ashley commented saying that they do Thanksmas because they have family come in from out of state for Thanksgiving, and they don't travel back for Christmas. So they kind of mush the holidays together, if you will.
You know what?
Not a bad idea.
No. And I like that because we're all on this show about being inclusive, especially to Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So, I mean, sharing it, doesn't seem like a half bad idea to me.
But then you've got to do it twice, though.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't just do then Christmas again.
No.
Because that wouldn't be fair to Thanksgiving.
No.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Fact, well, that just backfired.
Yeah. I think I'm anti-Thanksmas. I get the sentiment, but
we used to do this, but it, because we would used to go to Florida for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't the same day. So let's dive into my tradition, shall we?
Yeah. What's so weird about these?
I mentioned a couple seconds ago, I'll wake up wildly hungover on Thanksgiving after my wild night out Thanksgiving Eve. And my mom, the first tradition, my mom will always get mad at me for not helping her with the food.
Well, you're wildly hungover, so yeah, that'll happen.
I actually can't move, so that's not really my fault.
Wow.
You know.
When do you think you're going to stop with that?
Well, it's my favorite holiday, so.
Thanksgiving
Eve is my favorite holiday.
Not a holiday. Again, something we'll get into later.
So that's the first tradition. Okay. A lot of screaming.
Your mom getting mad at you and yelling. Wow, we're off to a hot start.
Either I'm crying or she's crying. Someone's crying.
Okay.
First tearfall of the day. The second tradition, my family comes around noon. Everyone, we're eating apps. We're you know.
Grazing, yeah, I believe is the term.
We're what's the word? Just talking, just hanging, living life.
Yeah. Again, I think we're pretty, well, aside from the tears and crying.
Yeah.
Traditional so far.
And then we'll eat dinner after a little bit.
Yep.
And then the second tradition sets in where most of us go down for a nap.
Yeah, fair. Okay. Again.
Well, when I say most of us, I mean my dad and I.
Okay. I understand that. The tryptophan is real.
Yeah.
It's not fake news. That will make you sleepy.
Yeah. And then lastly, Corey, after we all wake up from our nap, my dad and I, around 8-ish.
Wow. Okay. Long nap.
Yeah.
If it's more than an hour and a half, it's not a nap. It's just sleep. FYI.
My whole family gets together and we play charades.
Okay. So that's the one thing that stands out. Everything else is, again, the crying and all that. Maybe not that. But everything else is pretty traditional. I feel like a lot of families do that. Charades, you say?
I play charades every year.
I got to be honest. The idea of playing charades after stuffing myself full sounds wildly uncomfortable.
Well, long intermission.
I don't want to be gesturing. Do you have to stand for that? Like,
yes.
No. I'm going to stick with
charades.
With my family. Is it getting intense?
Yes.
Why charades?
No,
why did it start?
I don't know. It's been in my dad's family for generations. And
you're an expressive bunch. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. And normally always ends in tears.
How does that start the day with tears?
We end the day with tears.
You're just bookmarking Thanksgiving with tears. How does charades end in tears?
Well, my dad's super competitive.
Okay.
And it just gets way too intense. It's supposed to be a family fun game for all.
I don't understand how charades can be intense. That sentence does not make sense to me.
My dad throws real zingers in the pot, and no one can understand it. Like, one year, he threw in I Am Malala. Like, how are we going to act that out? Like, the book, I Am Malala?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, Malala was a figure who was actually a movement for the women's movement. So she was a figure. But anyways, it's very hard to act out a word like Malala.
Oh, yes, I can imagine. So he does it. So it's frustration tears, not sad tears, frustration tears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And normally there's a lot of mocking.
Uh-huh.
And someone always cries.
Okay. Wow.
So it's a very fun holiday in my house.
It sounds...
You should come over.
Gotta be honest. That sounds... Aside from the middle part, the book ends, that sounds terrible. Definitely anti that. No, thank you. Not my family.
So, no tears?
No, we try not to cry. Maybe happy tears from seeing all of the beautiful food in front of me. Other than that, no tears. Some people checking in. Let's see. Sherry saying they always have spaghetti at noon and then eat snacks and then dinner. Says, yes, we are Italian. That's how we do it. This for every holiday. Spaghetti, you think you're going to carbo load.
Spaghetti?
When you think of this, you think of the strategy. Is that the smartest for your stomach? Because I don't know. I don't know about you, Breeze. I need to take it as much as possible.
I don't know. That's a lot.
Does it stretch your stomach
out?
That's
a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if spaghetti is the move for me either. I'm so far, I'm still happy with just the normal tradition that my family does. Amanda checking in saying, I think my family does it pretty traditional. Eat Thanksgiving dinner until someone gets into a fight.
Yeah.
Well, normal. That's around the same realm of what I experience in my house.
Yeah, I bet hers isn't charade related, though. That's the thing. 222-9800. Owen from Waterloo checking in. Owen, does your family have kind of out there Thanksgiving traditions?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Anything from redneck hood flooding down to scooter races down a driveway.
Scooter races in the snow?
Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what is...
driveway.
Can you please explain to me what redneck hood racing is?
All right, so pretty much you get either four-wheelers or snowmobiles. You get a couple hoods off of vehicles, a couple ratchet straps just to hold on to, and you race away.
Man. No. You know what, Owen, I don't mean to say this disrespectfully. I mean, you use the term yourself, so I think it's okay for me to use it, but redneck ingenuity is incredible. I mean, it really is amazing.
Hey, I went to school for it.
Wait, you rip the hoods off your cars?
Well, not off the car we drive daily, but, you know, we always got a couple
the ones hanging out the lawn.
Oh, you just have, like,
the
random
yard,
cars
you know?
Hanging around? Me too.
I love this.
Oh, that's not
the neighbor don't mind.
Yeah, right, of course. That is fantastic. You know what, Owen? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Crazy.
All right.
I want to come over to your house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's no tears there, that's for sure.
I know. Does this end in tears ever?
Never.
I definitely
Unless one of the kids get hurt. I mean, that's about it.
Well, that's what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning the hood flipping over and giving you a concussion. But what do I know?
No.
You got a helmet on. You're all right.
Oh, you have a helmet on. Okay.
Well, safety first. Owen, thanks for checking in, man.
All right. Thank you.
Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.